The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
By 19 points, the Cats get over the top of the Crows to go 2-0 to start season 2024. Fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. Next for the Cats, Hawthorn on Easter Monday. The Western Bulldogs at the Adelaide Oval. North Melbourne, GMHBA Stadium, and Brisbane Lions at the Gabba is the next month for the men in the hoops. Head-to-head, let's have a look at those. Newty, Reece Stanley and Riley O'Brien was your first one.
Yeah, I did. I think... Stanley did enough. He was competitive enough for enough of the evening, if that makes sense. In the end, I think O'Brien did win that duel, particularly in the last quarter. He sort of had a bit more run in him than Reece Stanley, but it was a better performance because he competed for longer this evening than last week. So, but a points decision to O'Brien, Kingy.
Patrick Dangerfield and Jordan Dawson, the respective captains.
Well, believe it or not, I actually think the same thing. I think those two had a great duel, and they were almost that one-on-one duel the whole night, which was great. And they both played really well for their respective teams. And last week, I think Dangerfield was the Cats' best player this evening. I actually reckon Dawson just pipped him in the end.
Thank you for that. Newty, head-to-heads for tonight. Benny, can you have a look at the key numbers from the stats, please, for us? What stood out for you as you look at some of the numbers out of this evening?
Well, the Cats won the game despite the fact they had 13 less inside 50, 66 to 53 they were done in that stat. They also had 9 less clearances, but they did score more. They kicked 8 goals, 4 to 6 goals, 2 from clearances. But so the inside 50 count and the clearance count went against them. Disposal was pretty much split down the middle. Tackle count, Geelong was up. Tackle count was up 75. That's good numbers on a pretty sort of fast deck. The Crows had 66. Individually, Tom Stewart was absolutely brilliant. 28 possessions, 25 hit the target, nearly took an absolute screamer, and he marked everything in the back half. So he was, I thought, probably clearly the best for the Cats, probably nearly best of field in terms of his influence. Grime Myers is really good, 26 possessions and 3 goals. That is good going for a bloke who plays predominantly sort of a half-forward type role, albeit he does come up the ground a lot. Max Holmes was good, quite first quarter, ended up with 24, so he had 20 touches after quarter time. Patrick Dangerfield, 23 touches, 8 tackles, and he had 10 inside 50s. Blitzars, I thought, was good, 21 possessions. Parfitt, the man we spoke to post-game, 20 touches, 10 tackles, only player on the field bar Jordan Dawson to hit double figures in tackles. He had a couple of inside 50s and 5 clearances. So good performance from Parfitt. Tui was good, 19 touches. Thought Colin Jasny was solid. Ollie Dempsey was handy again. He didn't kick a goal, but he had 16 touches and he got involved. Brad Close, good, 15 touches and a goal. And we can go down the line there. It was really just a team effort right through. I mean, even Mullen was okay. He was Geelong's lowest possession winner, was 7. And Jeremy Cameron only had 9 but kicked 2 goals too. Ollie Henry the same, only 7 kicks, kicked 2 goals. Everybody did something when they needed to. And when you do that at this level, you become very hard to beat. Crouch had 37 for the Crows, big numbers. Laird had 39. They had 17 clearances between them, those 2 and 5 inside 50s. Jordan Dawson was good, solid all night, 26 touches. He had 12 tackles, which is a good effort too. Hinge, 22. To Riley O'Brien, nearly there, probably had the better of Stanley. He had 18 possessions. Riley O'Brien kicked a goal, a couple inside 50s. He also had 9 clearances, equal high for the game. But in the end, it was the Cats were just were too good. They probably really deserved the win. It was full of merit given that they led by 4 goals. They coughed up that lead and then hit back and won by the best part of 4 as well. So good effort all round from the Geelong Footy Club.
Good work by you, Benny. As always, thanks to Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982. Neildy, tough one tonight, the Steamatic Standard, or is it delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years?
But Kingy, Geelong had a number of contributors in what was a great win for the footy club. But I think the standout for the evening was the milestone man in Tom Stewart. I thought he was clearly Geelong's best player by the end of the night. And then, as you said, Ben, I think he was the best player of field. So standout this evening for the Cats was Tom Stewart.
Yeah, absolutely outstanding. With 2-time Kaji Greaves medalist, 5-time All-Australian. Probably got himself a spot in the back pocket or on a half-back flank already.
Ten intercept marks he took.
Yeah.
Did Tom Stewart?
Yeah, he's just unbelievable. 150 games of the highest quality and more to come, hopefully. We'll see him for a lot longer in the hoops. Neildy.
Yes, mate.
You've given us the Steamatic standout.
Good.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
Time for me to do the Hamlin Hanger. I've been able to take control of that. And it continues the Tom Stewart evening. It was taken in the first quarter, 7.5 minutes in, and Benny got a phrase in that you don't usually hear when describing somebody taking a mark.
Hamlin Hanger.
Now kicks to half forward, inside forward 50, pack forms. Stuart, what a mark.
Wow.
Geez, that was a good mark. He was out of position, contorting the rig, and somehow still kept his eyes on the ball.
Contorting the rig. He's new in the lexicon.
You've done that, Kingy.
Hamlin Holmes, distinctively local. And of course,
Hamlin
is a
contortion of his setup.
Geelong's largest locally owned and operated builder, recognised for their stunning coastal homes, split-level homes, custom homes and everything in between. Time for the goal of the day. This man had a third quarter to remember. At the age of 35 and 9 months, he's continuing to defy the birth certificate. He kicked, in game 349, kicked four goals, and it was the fourth that was the best, and it came in the third quarter.
Goal of the day. Thanks to Lammies.
It's into the path of Parford, who tries to knock into the path of Dangerfield. Laird hangs on for dear life, but not before a handball that releases Dempsey. Dempsey to Hawkins. Hawkins on his left. Quick snap. Floating ball. Kicks his fourth. Geelong lead by 24. On the burst out of the middle, Blixarve started it with momentum in the ruck contest, and the Cats just powered it forward.
He had plenty of ammo, didn't he? Tom Hawkins.
Yep.
Named after the great Rebel Raider mayor. He's kicked four snags, three in that quarter, King. That was just extraordinary stuff. And he was in the rooms post-game looking quite jovial as he plotted the path for plenty of ammo.
349 career games, 786 career goals for Tom Hawkins. So 800 is very much in the sights of Tom Hawkins. Actually, I reckon he might have gone past somebody. Let me do a quick little scan here of the AFL most goals kicked. I reckon he's 786. Might have just seen him pass somebody tonight. Just give me 1 second, Benny. Career totals for most career goals, 786. Actually, he's one behind Jack Revolt in 13th spot. So Tom Hawkins, you would think, is going to end up... he's going to end up probably 11th all-time. Bernie Quinlan on 817. He's 11th,
boot.
And Peter McKenna on 874 is 10th. So he's just going to be outside the top 10, you would think, unless he's playing, unless he has a 90-goal season or he's playing on next year. But I'm not sure about that at this stage.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.